County has a few administrative items to take care of before our public hearings. Our first order of business is to approve the minutes from our December 20th meeting. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
I motion to approve the minutes.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as submitted. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. First item on our agenda tonight is case number 18.03 COMP Iron Cross 3 subdivision. Megan, could you please present the case?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Maybe in just a second, because I spoke too soon about being ready. Here we go. Maybe. How embarrassing. How about the case number?
18.03.
There we go. COMP. Perfect. Thank you. This is Iron Cross 3, a minor plat request by John and Karen Collins. The agent is Sheila Slocum with PCA Engineering, and they're proposing to subdivide and zone approximately 40 acres into three parcels, ranging from 10 to 19.9 acres in size. This is legally described as a portion of sections 10 and 11, Township 43 North, Range 72 West, which puts it about 1 mile south of the town of Wright on the west side of Highway 59, adjacent to the northwest corner of Noonan and Hicks Road. It's currently unzoned. They've proposed RR rural residential zoning, and there's an existing home on proposed lot 3. The remainder of the parcel's vacant. It's surrounded by scattered residences on larger tracts, which are also unzoned, as well as portions of Little Thunder Acres subdivisions and other phases of Iron Cross subdivision, which are zoned RR and I-1 light industrial. The water source is proposed to be the Wright Water and Sewer District, and wastewater will be individual septic systems, and the following planning considerations will apply. We need a revised letter from the Water and Sewer District stating they have the capacity to provide water under the new configuration. Revise the on-lot sewage well and drainage reports. Submit a cost estimate to complete that portion of Noonan Road adjacent to the subdivision to subdivision standards, which includes a letter of credit, as well as a check to a newly formed improvement service district when that happens. They'll need to verify that stop signs and street signs are in place at Cowboy Way and Noonan Road. I'd like to have a discussion with the Planning Commission and the applicant about road maintenance and the formation of a road district. And with that, pending that discussion, original copies of the disclosure statement, their HOA documents and covenants, if applicable, some revisions to the disclosure statement, standard planning considerations, some cosmetic revisions to the plat. And with that, staff recommends approval of the minor final plat pending completion of all the above planning considerations. And I can answer any questions you might have, and the applicant's agent is in the audience.
Thank you, Megan. Did you receive any comments on this case?
I did not receive any written or phone calls.
Is there anyone here who would like to discuss this case?
Only if you have questions.
Question?
You know, I guess staff has had conversations with the applicants and the agent in staff review meetings. I guess without any comments, they are okay with the considerations as presented. And so this area south of Wright has been developed, you know, over a number of years with different subdivisions. Staff brought up the issue of road maintenance and the condition of roads in the area to the applicants when they filed the initial subdivision application, indicating we'd like to see a district. I've been working with residents down there to facilitate that, so I'm hoping that will work out, and the cost to to bring this road to standard in place of actually doing the work will be best for the whole area. So if they're agreeable, I think it's a good solution for all parties.
Thank you. Can I get a motion to approve case 18.03 COMP Iron Cross 3 subdivision?
I make the motion.
I second motion.
With no further comments, Melissa, can you poll the commission?
Thank you, Chairman Hildebrand. The motion is to recommend approval of case number 18.03 COMP Iron Cross 3 subdivision. Commissioner Jordan?
Yes.
Commissioner Matlick?
Yes.
Chairman Hildebrand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
The next item on our agenda tonight is case number 18.06 COZ Iron Cross 3 subdivision zoning. Megan, could you please present the case?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Board. This is the zoning request for the Iron Cross Phase 3 minor plat, which you just reviewed. All of the information is the same. The applicants are John and Karen Collins. Sheila from PCA is their agent. The request is to zone the unzoned property RR Rural Residential. There are no zoning considerations, and this request is in conformance with the county's comprehensive plan. Our future land use map designates this area as residential, so staff recommends approval of the zoning request pending the filing of the final plat.
Thank you, Megan. Did you receive any comments on this case?
I did not.
Is there anyone here who would like to discuss this case? Can I get a motion to approve case number 18.06 COZ Iron Cross 3 subdivision zoning?
I motion to vote on 18.06 COZ.
I second the motion.
With no further any comments? With no further comments, Melissa, could you poll the commission?
Thank you, Chairman Hildebrand. The motion is to recommend approval of case number 18.06 COZ Iron Cross 3 subdivision zoning. Commissioner Jordan?
Yes.
Commissioner Matlick?
Yes.
Chairman Hildebrand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you to everyone who attended tonight. If you have further questions about these cases or their hearings in front of the county commissioners, please contact Megan. Our next item is old business. Megan, do we have any old business?
No old business. We have cases scheduled for your February meeting, which will be the 21st. And also a reminder that ahead of that meeting, I believe we'll be starting around 4 o'clock for a workshop with the county commissioners. And so Melissa and I will have further information, including an agenda for you guys in the near future.
Thank you. Any other new business?
Nope.
Do you have anything else?
No, I think that's all we have until next month.
Thank you, Megan. With no further items on the agenda, I adjourn the meeting.